My name is Margaret Liu, China Affairs Executive at AmCham Hong Kong. Joining me now is Mr. Jacob Parker, Vice President of China Operations at U.S.-China Business Council, an organization of American companies trading and investing in China, to give us the latest update on U.S.-China trade tension. Welcome, Jake. We're pleased to have you here at AmCham Hong Kong. We are seeing some positive signs in terms of de-escalating U.S.-China trade relations in the past 48 hours, soon after Trump's announcement vowing to help save Chinese tech giant ZTE, Chinese government has confirmed that President Xi Jinping, top economic advisor, and China's vice premier Liu He will travel to Washington on Tuesday for a second round of trade talks. Do you expect the world's two largest economies will likely strike a trade deal, either a short-term and long-term one? President Trump has called for a level playing field on trade. Do you expect a trade deal that will address concerns from U.S. businesses in China over some of the structural trade issues, such as China's weak IP protection?
Well, thank you so much for having me today, Margaret. It's a pleasure to be speaking to the AmCham Hong Kong membership and to be interviewed by you today. I can say that at the U.S.-China Business Council, we're very pleased that both the U.S. and China have re-engaged in negotiations. For many months after President Trump's visit, there was quite a limited amount of high-level engagement. The group of U.S. officials that visited China just 2 weeks ago brought with them some expectations where they outlined what they hoped China would achieve in the bilateral trading relationship. We've been very concerned for the last several months that the U.S. had not articulated what it hoped that China would accomplish or do, and by tabling that list of asks, it allowed for the beginnings of negotiation. Since then, we've had Chinese delegations go to the United States just over the weekend, and we know that Vice Premier Liu He will travel to the U.S. this week. We hope that the two sides will be able to find some solution to these issues. On the Trump administration side, their top priority is to reduce the bilateral trade deficit in goods and to lower China's import tariffs on a variety of U.S. goods and services. We also know that the Trump administration is interested in revising some of China's domestic industrial policy, but that might be something that gets negotiated over a longer period of time. As you said, one of the key irritants in the relationship over the last number of weeks has been the ZTE case. Of course, at USCBC, we only know what's in the public sphere and don't have any special insights into what could be under negotiation. However, I think we can make a few points or surmise a few points. The first is that ZTE admitted the violations of U.S. law in selling to North Korea and Iran a couple of years ago and were fined over $1 billion. The most recent dust-up wasn't about new violations, but not adhering to all the terms of the previous settlement, in particular to punish all ZTE executives involved. We know, for example, that some received bonuses instead of being punished. It's important that the punishment fit the crime. We need to send a strong message that violations of U.S. law have consequences. We can't just let this go by, but we also have to realize that there are a range of options to make this point. The actions announced a couple of weeks ago was the nuclear option, which seems out of proportion. Again, not for new sales violations, but for not adequately punishing employees for the past violation. The 7-year sanction, in essence, would put ZTE out of business. It also just gives hardliners in Beijing another reason to see the U.S. as an enemy and cut off dependence on the United States as a supplier. This hurts us economically. It also hurts us strategically by reinforcing the idea that the U.S. and China are destined to be enemies. So by revisiting the sanctions and revising what the potential penalty can be, it opens up a new area for the U.S. and China to negotiate.
Okay. So if both sides fail to make a deal, trade tensions will soon start to escalate again. A trade war is certainly bad for both countries, but how resilient is each country in terms of responding to tariff action?
It's a very difficult question to answer because I think both sides, the U.S. and China, would have different answers. From the U.S. perspective, there's a feeling that the relationship is so unbalanced that something needs to be done to both address the U.S. bilateral trade deficit with China, but also to level the playing field from an investment perspective. And the feeling I hear from U.S. government officials is that they are willing to take some pain in response to rebalancing the relationship. Now, from the U.S. business perspective, we would like to see how tariffs will help address some of the lingering market access concerns and level playing field issues that our companies face, and it's not entirely clear how tariffs get us there. As you say, a trade war is bad for both sides, and we hope that negotiated solutions can be found. From the Chinese perspective, there is a feeling domestically that China's economy will be very resilient to any U.S. action. So, again, it's going to be, it depends on who you ask, but both sides have a different perspective on that.
Okay. So what can the Trump administration do to de-escalate trade tension?
What we'd like to see the Trump administration do is to continue on the path that it's set out already, and that is to ensure that the two sides are talking, that they understand each respective position, both the China and the United States, and that they can find compromises that will help address the level playing field and the market access issues that U.S. companies face in the China market. What we don't want to see is the resolution of these negotiations just by lowering the trade deficit or by lowering tariffs, because these are issues, while important to the administration, are not the core concerns of U.S. industry in China. We hope that sectors can be liberalized for foreign investment. We've already seen some movement here on securities trading, on life insurance liberalizations, and some very initial steps in automotive manufacturing, reducing the equity requirements for joint ventures with Chinese companies. We'd like to see that accelerated. We'd also like the Trump administration to specifically eliminate, or to have the Chinese eliminate, any distinction between foreign and domestic companies. Currently, there's a distinction between state-owned enterprises and private Chinese companies, and then foreign enterprises. We'd frankly like all companies to be regulated under the company law. That would resolve many of the lingering issues in the relationship.
Okay. So it sounds like a lot of work needs to be done. Thank you very much for sharing your insights, Jake.